Welcome back, everybody, to Mishneh Berurah Yomi. Today we are studying Siman Tzadi Dalet, Siv Gimel through Tes. We're going to finish up our discussion of proper directions for davening, and then we're going to talk about situations in which it is difficult to stand for davening. Says the Mechaber in Siv Gimel, Mi she'inu yachol l'chavin aruchos y'chavin libo l'aviv shabash shamayim. If you don't know the directions around you, so then you should focus your intent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continues the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Dalid. Hayarochev alachamor, ein tzarech leiredu lispala lafilu im yashlo misha tofis chamoro. If you're riding on a donkey, you don't have to descend from the donkey and then daven, even if you have somebody to hold on to the donkey. Elam ispala derech hilucho. Rather, you can daven as you are traveling. V'chein, im haya besfino, o al gabi karon. Likewise, if you are on a boat or on a carriage, im yachol la'amod omid, if you can stand up on them, then you should stand and daven. V'im lav, yoshiv b'mekomo mispala. If not, you sit down and you daven while you're sitting. O im haya holy. Or if you're walking on your feet, so then you can daven while you're walking, even if you can't face east, even if you're not in a dangerous place. If you stand, then it's going, the delay is going to bother you. You're going to get distracted, you won't be able to have proper kavana. The Shulchan Aruch then establishes a principle, v'hakol lefi haderech, lefi hamakom, ulefi yiraso v'yishuv daito. Everything really depends on the journey, on the place, on the level of fear, and on the level of calmness that you can have for davening. V'yash machmirin la'amod ba'avos v'roi lachol shedivreyem u'mushulo b'makom sakana. There are those who are machmir to stand at least for the first bracha of Shemona Esrei, and we should be concerned for their opinion unless one is in a situation of danger. Says the Mishneh Berurah in Sif Yud Gimel. Derech hilucho, b'pnei shekasha alav ikuv haderech, ve'indaitu miyusheves alav al yedei zeh. If you get down from the reason why you can stay on the donkey and you don't have to get down from it is because if you have to wait, so then you're going to get distracted and you won't you'll be all overwhelmed. You won't be able to have kavana. So therefore, said Chazal that it's better to stay on the donkey and daven. Continues the Mishneh Berurah in the Dalet im yachol amod v'chulei rotz alomar she'inu yoshev ala omid al raglov avol mikomako mahalich betnuos hasfino ve'hakaron shaholchin gedarkan. What this means to say is that you're standing yourself, you're not sitting, but the thing that you're traveling on is still going. The boat and the carriage are still going. Continues the Mishneh Berurah in Tazvav ve'im lav yoshev v'chulei. If you can't stand and you can sit, v'cholzos yachzer panov la'aretz Yisrael im afshalo. Whenever possible, you should turn your head towards the east. Tezayim v'yishuv daitov im kadam hula hashayara umamtin aleim v'yashlo mishiyachos es behemto. If you preceded your caravan, preceded the group with which you're traveling, you're waiting for them and you have somebody to watch your animal, yeri lematov yispal. So then you should get down and you should stand up and daven normally. V'chol shekein kishemahalich beraglov shetzarech hula amodu lispalo. Kol shekein, if you are walking, that you have to stop, stand, and daven. Shva amidazo lo yitari libo kema de belavach yitzarech hula hamten ala hashayara. By standing to daven, you're not going to get all distracted because nonetheless you still have to wait for your group to come in order to travel. So there's nothing holding you back. Lamod ba'avos de bebirkas avos hakavana li'ikuva uchadilakaman simin kufalif. We're going to learn Be'ezus Hashem in kufalif that one has to have kavana during the first bracha of avos. If you're walking, then you can't have such good kavana. So that's why we said that for the first bracha of avos, there is a yesh machmirin, which the Shulchan Aruch says to follow, that one should stand at least for the first bracha. When you are traveling on an animal, says the Mishneh Berurah, that you should at least pause the animal itself from traveling, even though you yourself don't have to get down from it for the first bracha. So more of the permutations of these halachos. So is it better to daven havineinu while standing or all of Shmona Esrei while sitting? The Mishneh Berurah in Kuf Yud Beis, quoted in footnote 11, says that it's always better to daven all of Shmona Esrei, even if that's going to entail that you sit. When you're sitting, how exactly should you sit? Says the Mishneh Berurah in Tzadi Hei, we'll learn in the next Siman Be'ezus Hashem, that your feet should be together. You shouldn't be leaning on anything behind you or to your side. Your feet should not be stretched or leg on leg, because sitting in that posture is a form of arrogance. What if you can sit to daven before midnight or you can stand to daven after midnight. What's better to do? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's better to sit before midnight. However, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that it's always better to stand, even if that's going to entail that you daven after midnight. How exactly do all of these halachos apply when davening on a bus? So Rav Eliashiv distinguishes between types of bus rides. If you're on an intra-city bus, so you have a bus within the city, there are many, many buses available to take you where you need to go, so therefore you should exit the bus and stand and daven. However, if you're on an intercity bus where there are fewer buses available, then you wouldn't need to exit the bus, but rather you could stand or sit on the bus in order to daven. When davening on the bus, Reb Chaim Kanievsky points out that you can even get off the bus when you get to your destination. Even if you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei, you can get off the bus and then continue Shmona Esrei after getting off. What about davening while driving? Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach points out that one should not daven while he's driving. Number one, when you're driving, you have something else to pay attention to. You have to maneuver the car. Whereas on a donkey or on a bus, you're not really doing so much in order to direct the animal or the bus. And in addition to that, it's pikuach nefesh to daven while you're driving. You have to maintain your focus on the driving. So it's not appropriate to daven while driving. What about davening on a plane? Can you sit? Do you have to stand? Rabbi Moshe Feinstein or Rabbi Chaim Chelek Dalet, Simin Chaf, and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach both say that one can sit while davening on a plane, but he should at least stand for the bowing sections. Rav Eliashiv says that it's really better to find a place on the plane where you would be able to stand while davening. Moving on now to Tzadit Dalet Se'if Hey, says the Mechaber, Haya Yoshev Bisfina Oba Agola, if you're on a boat or a wagon, Im Yachol Amod Bimakom Hakrios Omid, if you can stand for the bowing sections, you should. Kadesh Yehi Korea Me'uman Uposea Shalosh Psios. So that way you can stand while you're bowing and you can take 3 steps. Comments that Rama, Afa Pisha Yoshev Bechola Tfila, even if you're sitting for the rest of Tfila, Mikomakom Mimefsha Lolamod Yamod Kede the Kaim Akrios Vapsios Kedarkon. It's better to stand in order to do just the bowings and take those 3 steps. Vim E. Afshalo, if you can't do any of that, Kigon Cheroche Vala Behema, Yachzir Habehema Shlosha Psios La Achareha, Veolelo Kiilu Posea Baatmo. So then you should have the animal go back 3 steps, and that is considered as if you yourself are going back 3 steps. The Mishnah Brura in Sif Yud Ches, Bechol HaTfila Mipnei Bi Asusa. If you're sitting for all of Tfila because of fear, V'imkein Hava Amina Degam B'Makom HaKrios Adiv Leishiv, you could have thought that even during the bowing sections it would be better to sit because you're fearful, Komash Malon, that you should try to stand for the bowing sections. V'hu Adin Kishamahalach Biraglov Yir Ela'amu Ktsas B'Shas HaKrios V'yifso Ala Achorov Shalosh Psios. If you're davening while you're walking, so then you should try to stand in place for the bowings, and you should also take 3 steps back at the end of Shmona Esrei. What if you can't stand for bowing? So the Shulchan Aruch in Tzadi Dalid Zion, which we'll see, says that one should bow while sitting. Going onwards now in the Mishnah Brura, Yachzir HaBehema. So you should move the animal back 3 steps in order to take those 3 steps back if you can't come down from the animal. Or you could even move yourself on the animal 3 steps backwards. Just as a person would do if he was exiting from the king. Continues the Mechaber in Siv Vav. A chole, a sick person, can daven even while lying on his side, as long as he will have kavana. How exactly should an elderly person daven? So the Mishnah Brura in Seif Chaf Vav. I'm sorry, the Mishnah Brura in Seif Chaf. If you have somebody who's elderly and cannot stand, he should sit in his place and daven. If he can stand for the bowing sections, so then he should do so. How are you allowed to lie down while you are davening? In what position of lying down can you daven? So Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, quoted in footnote 19, say that if your head is propped up on pillows or the head of the bed is raised, so then you can even lie on your back. You shouldn't lie completely, even with your head all the way flat, because that would be considered prakdon and would be a form of arrogance. But if you're propped up on pillows or the head of the bed is raised, then you could daven while lying down in these situations of sickness or an elderly person who's unable to daven in any other posture. Comments the Raman, Tzivav im i'af sharlo lehispalel, mikomakom yahar her belibo, shenemar imru vilvavchem al mishkavchem. If a chola is unable to daven, nonetheless, he should think the words of davening, because the pasuk says, imru vilvavchem al mishkavchem. We say the words in our hearts when we're lying on our beds. We use that as a source to justify, in a shas hadchak, just thinking the words instead of saying them. Comments the Mishnah Brura and Sif Chafal if Yahar Her Belibo ve'efshar de yotze b'zeh b'dievet. It's possible you're actually yotze. Ve'ein tzarech lachzor l'spalel afilu im hivri b'zman atfila. Even if he got better and the zman tfila was still there, according to this, you wouldn't have to daven again. Me'achar sha'anus hu'ata. Because at the point that you were davening, you were honest. You couldn't daven in any other way, and you were yotze by thinking the words. Vayin prichadosh primigodim. Vayin le'el b'simin tzamech b'yisiv dal b'mishnah Brura be'ar lachasham. So over there, the Mishnah Brura points out that for Kriya Shema and Birkas HaMazon, thinking the words would not be sufficient. You would actually have to say the words in that case. And for Kriya Shema, you only need Kavana for the first Pasuk. So it's much easier to do. That's what the Mishnah Brura points out going forward here. V'imeinu yachol l'chavin daito, if you can't have any Kavana, kori Kriya Shema levada imef shelo, you should at least say Kriya Shema. L'fisha Kavana's Kriya Shema ino ela pasuk rishon of a kal yuchal l'chavin. Even if you're not going to be able to have Kavana for Shmona Esrei, even not for all of Kriya Shema, but still, all you need Kavana for in Kriya Shema is the first pasuk. So that, such a person should certainly say. Continues the Mechaber in Siv Zayin. Mishahoyu lo anosim mikanu mikan. Misyari shema yafsiku tfiloso o yafsidu mikocho. If you're surrounded by bandits and you're concerned that they're going to interrupt you or steal your business, yeshev bimakom viyispalo, so that bimakomo viyispalo, you should sit in your place in daven l'tishein daitom yushevesalov. Otherwise, you will not be able to concentrate. V'afal pishit zarech la'aso shlosh psios besofa tfilo, yoshev umispalo v'choreya. Even though you're going to have to go three steps back, so you sit and daven and you bow. Continues the Mechaber in Sif Ches. Yashli zayir shalo lismoch atmo la'amud o lachaviro b'shas tfila. One should be careful not to lean himself on a pillar or on another person during tfila. Why is this? There are two possible reasons. Mishnah Brura and Chav Bei says as follows. Shalo lismoch v'chulei hatam. Number one, the tfila tzricha amida kede lekaman b'simin tzadi ches. You have to stand for tfila. V'amida shayidei smicha lo chashiva amida. If you're standing only because you're leaning, then that's not considered standing. The nafka mina of that reason is as follows. Ulefiza smicha ktsas, dainu shesomich bimiktos, shem yinot aloso davar lo yipol shari. So if you're only leaning a little bit, and even if the thing on which you were leaving was taken away, you would still be able to stand, so that type of leaning would be fine, because that would be considered standing. If the leaning is so necessary that the thing on which you're leaning, if you pulled it away, you would fall, that would not be considered standing, that would not be allowed. V'yesh omrim atam, others say that the reason not to lean is because the tzricha lios be'ema, because we have to encounter Hashem with awe. Ulefi ze b'chol gavnei aser. According to that, you shouldn't be leaning at all. And we could be makel to lean a little bit. Where the Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Brura speak about leaning during other cases like Kriyas HaTorah. And there are certain cases in which a smicha mu'etes, in which a little bit of leaning, even where if the object were taken away, you would still be able to stand, where we would permit that even the chatchila, such as birkas kohanim, when a Torah passes by, or when doing vidui. Continues the Mishnah Brura, la'amud. V'lachin yizayir shalo yismoch atmo agabe shtender, v'chein b'chol makom shetzarech hamida. You should not be leaning on a shtender while davening. And again, according to the first reason that you need amida, you could lean on the shtender if the shtender did not fully support you, meaning that if the shtender was taken away, you would still be able to stand. But according to the second reason, and the way that the Mishnah Brura says we should practice lechatchila, is that we really shouldn't lean on anything at all, shouldn't lean on the shtender at all. And anywhere where we need Amida, Like if you see a Sefer Torah pass by, you shouldn't be leaning. But we pointed out before that when a Torah passes by, you can have a smicha mu'etes, you can lean a little bit. Chaf dalid b'shas tefila v'chole shebar yilosh yuchal chavin ba'amidai, they smicha. If you have a sick person who knows that he'll be able to have kavana, if he stands while leaning, yasekein v'im lav yispala miyushav. It's better for him to stand while leaning than to daven while sitting. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we will go forward with Simin Tzadi Dalid, and we will be talking about other cases in which one needs to sit while davening.